This whole idea of keeping the good people is something that it looks like is getting a lot more attention at agencies.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they're sort of moving into quality of hiring on the one hand and making sure you get good people in and then figuring out how to train and motivate them to hang on to them, which, you know, it's right now it's relatively easy for agencies, those agencies that are lucky enough to be hiring, to find good people given the state of the economy. But the question is, what happens as things continue to improve, and what do you do after you get these people in? Do you give them an experience that makes them want to stick around, or are you driving them back out?
Were you surprised that there were about the number of interns who have actually had experience in federal government, the number of them deciding to stay or to at least stay in the government, not necessarily the agency they worked with?
Yeah, I think it's it's certainly a concern getting these people to remain interested in being in federal employment. I think that, you know, these things vary from agency to agency, but I think that it's definitely, that concern about getting these people in and getting them motivated, making them feel like they're getting rewarded and doing work that's worthwhile is a big concern.
People who are going into the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, that's a term that is now being used all up and down the educational spectrum. My son is in sixth grade, and we're already hearing about potential STEM opportunities for him. So this is a term that is common everywhere. I thought it was interesting that this partnership survey that you talked about this morning was broken down with those STEM people broken out, people who majored in those areas. They want money more than anything else. It's the most important thing to them. What do you think that means for agencies?
Well, I think it's going to make it over the long haul tough for agencies to compete, because while it seems to be all the rage now to say that government actually may be paying people more than, or at least competitively with the private sector, I think in those fields it's more difficult to be competitive, that you can get into industries in the private sector where you can go up very quickly up the salary scale, which is not really the same case in the government.
And that fits with what we saw in the Congressional Budget Office survey. And I mentioned to a couple of folks around here, that survey confirmed what people like Carol Bonacero and even President Obama have said, which is the folks at the lower end of the educational scale that are in government may be making a considerable amount more than they could make if they were in the private sector. But the people at the high end, and there are now more people at the high end of the educational scale in government than the other end, they don't have an opportunity to make nearly as much.
No, the fact that it gets worse as you advance in educational opportunities presents a real problem for the government, and I think shows how people tend to think, quite rightly, that, you know, there are many more areas in the private sector where you have an opportunity to work in entrepreneurial organizations or fast-growing organizations that you can make a lot more money.
The concept of that was presented to me, I think, quite eloquently by a friend of mine who's not involved with government, not involved with industry or the government market at all, but happened to hear me talking about it on the program last week and sent me a message over the weekend that said, so, you get more education and you get smarter in government and you earn less money for it. No wonder they're having the problems that they're having. I thought at first that was maybe a little snippy and a little trite. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought that actually is not an unreasonable interpretation of the headlines that we're seeing about this.
Yeah, it's really it's not a good situation. And it may well explain a lot of the things that ail government is this whole idea that it's just, you know, if government becomes branded as a place where people without a lot of education go to spend long periods of time and by doing that build up to a higher level of salary than you could get in the private sector, that's not really a good thing for government over the long haul.
No, that's a bad fit.
Yeah.
That's a bad reputation to want to have as a potential employer. Given the economic climate that we're in, given the congressional climate that we're in, where there are, it seems like, 512 bills that have something to do with cutting federal pay and benefits, what do we do about this? If you were sitting in an agency trying to parse this, I imagine it would be really tempting to just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, maybe I'll go to the private sector.
Yeah, I think it is. It does put them in a difficult position, and I think it's a dangerous position for government now because they're still in that position where they can open up jobs and get great people to come in at this moment. People who have been thrown out of work in the private sector or have been looking for work and can't find something. So it's very easy at this point to get lulled into a false sense of security that things are going to be okay and that there aren't any real issues, because right now and for the past several years, people have been interested. But over the long haul, I think the savvy, you know, chief human capital officers in government are looking and saying, we've got some real serious issues we have to address down the road.
The long-term implications of this are the ones that the agencies also don't always have the luxury of addressing, just because they have pretty sophisticated and complex missions in front of them today. What did you take away from this event today that thinkers like Mr. Sepulveda and Mr. Buggs are looking at long term to try to start to plan for this and account for some of these challenges that they may have in front of them?
I think a couple things sort of jumped out. One is this branding issue, that agencies really have to get better at branding themselves in terms of the mission, so that that becomes the real driver. And historically, when agencies have succeeded, it's because that was the driver. Everything from the Army to the Peace Corps, you know, the mission really drove people to want to work at a particular agency. And the second thing that I took away from it related to the whole hiring process and the efforts across government to try to increase the speed at which people get hired. And they were very blunt about saying the problem here now is with the managers, that the hiring managers are the people who are sitting on these resumes and applications for too long and not getting things through the process and not really holding up their responsibility to take control of who they want to have on their teams. And I think that is something that we're going to see play out as we go forward.
That's a theme that we've heard before, too, because the hiring managers want to push it up to the CHCO level. So we get into another one of these food fights, potentially.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's a strong incentive to want to make it someone else's problem to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's a big change in government for hiring managers to have that responsibility. And it's going to take some time, and it's going to take things like writing it into their performance evaluations that they have to do this before we'll see real change.
When you looked at the numbers from this survey, Tom, did you get a sense that the people taking this survey were asking the right people the right questions?
You know, it's very hard to say with these things, because these surveys, they tend to show, especially if students, show lots of different results. I mean, we had surveys a few months ago that certain agencies were way high on students' wish lists of where they might want to work. So I think you have to take all of them with sort of a grain of salt. And I think, you know, what in this day and age in particular, what students want coming out of college is a job. And I don't think they're going to be that choosy about where it is.